Hi, this is Dr. Chenny, SAI, and I'll be reading a progress notes from Aventura Nursing Home in Lake Zurich, and the date is February 22nd, 2023. First one is Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, last name is Fidel, F-E-D-E-L-E, in brackets, date of birth 8/11/1937, S-same, ROS same, all same, assessment plan. Back pain, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, hypertension, comma, dyspepsia, comma, throat cancer, comma, insomnia. Plan same. Patient is sleepy today. He feels okay otherwise. Next one is Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Last name is Curnow, C-U-R-N-O-W. In brackets, date of birth 3/11/1941. S same, ROS same, O same. Assessment plan. Osteoarthritis, comma, hypertension, comma, dyspepsia, comma, right hip fracture, comma, Alzheimer's dementia. Plan same. Patient is slowly getting better. Her pain is controlled. She has DVT prophylaxis, and her right hip wound is getting better. Next one is Frederick, F-R-E-D-R-I-C. Last name is Holtgren, H-O-L-T-G-R-E-N. In brackets, date of birth 1/26/1929, S same, ROS same, O same, assessment plan. Type 2 diabetes, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, back pain, comma, history of stroke, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, comma, hypertension. Plan same. Patient is still here now. His son has looked at a different facility for him to be transferred to. I have done necessary paperwork and history and physical again, which is required from this new facility, and he is possible discharge next week. Next one is Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N, last name is Shapiro, S-H-A-P-I-R-O, in brackets, date of birth 9/24/1929, S-same, ROS same, O same, assessment plan. Dyspepsia, comma, hypertension, comma, neuropathy, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, allergic rhinitis, comma, peripheral vascular disease. Plan same. Patient is doing okay. He is in his wheelchair. He is comfortable and happy. Next one is June, J-U-N-E. Last name is Marcel, M-A-R-C-E-L-L. In brackets, date of birth 6/2/1929. S-same, ROS same, all same. Assessment plan. Hypertension, comma, chronic diastolic CHF, comma, COPD, comma, chronic kidney disease, stage 4, comma, chronic anemia, comma, hypertension, comma, GERD. Plan same. Patient will be seeing a nephrologist soon. She denies any chest pain or difficulty breathing. She is eating okay. Next one is Irene, I-R-E-N-E, last name is Baker, B-A-K-E-R, in brackets, date of birth 8/12/1935. S-same, ROS same, O same, assessment plan. Dyspepsia, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, hypertension, comma, anxiety, comma, back pain. Plan same. Patient is in wheelchair and in the dining room enjoying her lunch. She ate only her soup today. Next one is Roseanne, R-O-S-E-A-N-N. Last name is Donahue, D-O-N-A-H-U-E, in brackets, date of birth 12/25/1937, S-same, ROS-same, O-same, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, nausea, comma, dyspepsia, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, osteoarthritis, plan, same. Patient vomited the other day, now she is eating okay. She denies any nausea today. Encouraged her to do more exercises. Next one is Mary, M-A-R-Y, last name is King, K-I-N-G, in brackets, date of birth 11/10/1954, S-same, ROS same, O-same, assessment plan. Peripheral vascular disease, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, hypertension, comma, IDDM, comma, osteoarthritis, plan same. Patient's blood sugars are controlled. She denies any nausea or vomiting. She's eating good. Her blood pressure is controlled. Next one is Adam, A-D-A-M, last name is Jacobs, J-A-K-U-S, in brackets, date of birth 11/18/1954, S-same, ROS-same, O-same, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, GERD, comma, non-injury fall recently, comma, morbid obesity, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, old stroke, comma, anxiety, plan, same. Patient has some pain to his left knee, otherwise he's doing okay. He is wheelchair bound already, and now he has been bed bound for the last year or so. He doesn't like to eat his lunch. Next one is Tina, T-I-N-A, last name is Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, in brackets, date of birth 11-1-1943, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment and plan, dyspepsia, osteoarthritis, hypertension, Alzheimer's dementia, plan, same, patient is doing okay, she was seen by psychiatrist, I have reviewed the recommendations, she's eating good, she's sleeping well. Next one is Janet, J-A-N-E-T, last name is Riley, R-I-E-H-L-E, in brackets, date of birth 8-2-1931, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment and plan, dyspepsia, osteoarthritis, anxiety, hypertension, Alzheimer's dementia, plan, same, patient is doing well, she is eating okay, encouraged her to do more exercises. Next one is Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, last name is Prahler, P-R-A-H-L-E-R, in brackets, date of birth, 8-30-1932, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment and plan, IDDM, CHF, morbid obesity, hypertension, Alzheimer's dementia with depression, diverticulosis, osteoarthritis, plan, same, patient is in her bed today, she is comfortable, she is eating and drinking well. Next one is Claire, C-L-A-R-E, last name is Warder, W-A-R-D-E-R, in brackets, date of birth 4-2-1946, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan. Back pain, dyspepsia, anxiety, depression, osteoarthritis, plan, same, patient is doing better. She was seen by her back surgeon recently, and she is in good spirits. Next one is Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E, last name is Tischhauser, T-I-S-C-H-A-U-S-E-R, in brackets, date of birth 4-21-1944, S same, ROS same, O same, assessment plan, osteoarthritis, bilateral leg cellulitis, recent fall, anxiety, dyspepsia, morbid obesity, plan, same, her sutures from her left forehead were removed, now she is getting better. Her decubitus ulcers and leg sores are improving as well. Next one is history and physical on Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, last name is Jeschke, J-E-S-C-H-K-E, in brackets, date of birth 6-24-1948. This is a 74-year-old female who is admitted here to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She fell and broke her few ribs, and next day she was not able to get up, and 911 was called again, and she was brought to the hospital where she was found to have COVID as well, and now she is requiring supplemental oxygen. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia, morbid obesity, planned same, family history is non-contributory, social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per a test list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomic, normal, cephalic pupils are equirectal light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferret entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, acute COVID with hypoxia, recent fall leading to right-sided rib fractures, dyspepsia, osteoarthritis and morbid obesity. plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she needed to be hospitalized and then sent to skilled nursing facility. Great amount of time was spent reviewing medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is requiring supplemental oxygen and DVT prophylaxis and pain control. Next one is James, J-A-M-E-S, last name is Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N, in brackets, date of birth, 2/13/1934. This is 89-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. He had amputation of right-sided toe. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, peripheral vascular disease, atrial fibrillation, family history is non-contributory, social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is arrhythmic, normal, sphelic, pupils are equal, right to light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral failure entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pilar edema, right foot has bandages, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, difficulty walking, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, partial amputation of right foot, atrial fibrillation, CHF. Family plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which he needed to be hospitalized and had surgery and subsequently transferred here for rehabilitation. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Patient is on antibiotics. We'll continue to watch him closely. He is on DVT prophylaxis. Next history and physical is on Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N. Last name is Freese, F-R-E-I-S-E. In brackets, date of birth, 7/11/1958. This is a 64-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital after she had stroke and needed TPA. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. She is complaining of weakness. Her husband is at bedside. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, GERD, atherosclerotic heart disease, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is arrhythmic, normal, sphelic, pupils are equal, right to light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral failure entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pilar edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted, labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, acute stroke, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, CHF. Plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and then transferred to skilled nursing facility for rehabilitation. She had TPA in the hospital. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team, and patient's husband at bedside. Will continue to watch her closely. Next History and physical is on Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, last name is Grote, G-R-O-T-E, in brackets, date of birth, 1/21/1944. This is 79-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility because he was not able to take care of himself. He fell and had compression fracture of lumbar vertebra. He is getting better. He denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for anxiety, depression, pulmonary fibrosis, osteoarthritis. He lives alone. Allergies, none. Medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT head is atomic, normal, spheric, pupils are equilateral, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1-S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferrate entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pulmonary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Spinal stenosis with compression fracture of first lumbar vertebra, comma anxiety, comma depression, comma pulmonary fibrosis, comma osteoarthritis. Plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was hospitalized and then was transferred to skilled nursing facility for rehabilitation. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing medical records, including labs, comma imaging, comma reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. He is getting good pain control. PT is seeing him, and he has DVT prophylaxis. Next, history and physical is on Alice, A-L-I-C-E. Last name is Satkovic, S-A-T-K-O-V-I-C-H. In brackets, date of birth, 11/6/1928. This is 94-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility because she was not able to take care of herself. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. She is significantly weak and was not able to do the activities which she did before. She is from assisted living facility. Past medical history is significant for dementia, hypertension, anxiety, osteoarthritis, anemia, GERD, family history is non-contributory, social history. Denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. She lives in assisted living facility. Allergies, none. Medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 2 to 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT head is atomic, normal, spheric. Pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferrate entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pulmonary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, generalized weakness, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, GERD, comma, history of pneumonia. Plan, same, patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was transferred here for rehabilitation. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is in wheelchair and using walker as well. Next, physical therapy is on history and physical is on Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, last name is Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, in brackets, date of birth, 10/20/1953. This is a 69-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. He is in wheelchair. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, sleep apnea, chronic kidney disease, and stroke. Family history is non-contributory, social history, deny smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2 to 3, hemodynamically stable, HE, anti-head is atomatic, normal, cephalic, pupils are equal, rectal light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral failure entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, right-sided weakness is noted, labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, stroke with right hemiplegia, hyperlipidemia, plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was hospitalized and transferred here for rehabilitation. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. We'll continue to monitor him closely. Next, history and physical is on Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A, last name is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. In brackets, date of birth 5/5/1933. This is 89-year-old female who had malfunctioning VP shunt and subsequently was transferred here on hospice and comfort care. Patient is non-communicative. History was taken from the nursing records. Past medical history is significant for VP shunt, hypertension, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia, family history is non-contributory, social history, no smoking, no alcohol use, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times none. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, unobtainable, physical exam, patient is alert, awake, HE, anti-head is atomatic, normal, cephalic, pupils are equal-directed, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral failure entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, detailed exam is not possible. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan. Infected VP shunt, dyspepsia, dementia, hypertension, plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event and then subsequently was admitted to hospice and transferred here. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing plan of care with nursing staff and reviewing old records. Will keep her comfortable. Next, history and physical is on Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N. Last name is Clexton, C-L-E-X-T-O-N. In brackets, date of birth, 8/27/1941. This is 81-year-old. Female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility for respite because her husband is in the hospital. She has advanced dementia and unable to take care of herself. Otherwise, no history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for Alzheimer's, dementia, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, deafness, family history is non-contributory, social history, no smoking, no alcohol use, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 1, hemodynamically stable, HE, anti-head is atomatic, normal, cephalic, pupils are equal, rectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral failure entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, comma, generalized anxiety, comma, deafness, comma, hyperlipidemia. Plan same. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with the nursing staff. She is eating good. We'll continue to monitor her closely. End of dictation. They start sending SAINI.